Also had some wonderful memories in other areas. Got to know a dear friend in Bill Clinton. He was teaching in the law school at the time I got there, and I got to know him and got him interested in basketball. My wife, Patsy, was very active when he was running for the governorship there. She helped in being a campaign manager there in Washington County in Fayetteville. She ran his campaign a couple of times that he ran. So we became good friends. Of course, when he ran for the presidency, the night the first election, I'll never forget this, he asked Patsy and I to come down to Little Rock. So we went down there, and his mother was there and some of his other friends. Finally came over to me and gave me a big hug. I said, well, congratulations, Bill. And I still call him Bill today. But at that time, I said, well, I guess I'll have to call you Mr. President. He kind of smiled, and I said, but I want you to always remember this as long as you live. There was a time that I was more famous than you. And that's true, because when I went there in 74 and he was in the law school, nobody knew Bill Clinton.
While he was in the White House, did you ever stay in the White House?
Patsy and I stayed there four times.
Really?
What a wonderful experience. In fact, our boys got to stay there one time. It's too bad every American can't have that experience of going to the White House. It's such a marvelous place and so much history that you could spend days and days in there, and that's what I tried to do, is just absorb everything I possibly could.
Did you stay in the Lincoln bedroom?
Stayed in the Lincoln bedroom one time, yeah.
What was that like?
I was looking for the ghost, but I never did see him. It was just an unbelievable experience. I tell you, one funny thing happened. We went to play golf one time when I was up there. Hillary's brother, the president, and myself, there were 16 Secret Service men went out with us. They had already cleared the golf course, but anyway, there were four Secret Service guys with us on the tee box and just followed us all the way to the green, and there were four, what you would call four caddies, down there ahead of us, two on each side, and then there were four in the trees up on each side. So there were 16 of these guys. The ones up in the trees had binoculars. So anyway, there was about a 6-inch rough, and about the third or fourth hole, the president hooks one over in the rough, and man, these guys, all 16 of them, came hustling down to look for the golf ball. Well, the same thing happens to myself about three holes later. And not one of them came over, and I said, boy, your hospitality stinks.
Did you, especially the first time in the White House, you're laying in bed, and you think, wow, here I am, this kid from a farm in Kansas, sleeping in the White House.
Yeah, that's probably about what I was thinking. I couldn't believe I was there, and of course, you just had the run of the White House when you're there, and I told Patsy, I said, now, this is really something. Patsy's parents were wonderful people, but they were a meager means. Like I told you earlier, my parents, we didn't even have a car when I was growing up. We had a pickup. I thought, boy, I hope I can get me a scholarship so I can go to college, which I did. But then to get to that point and say, golly, this is unbelievable. This is like a fairy tale.